Chapter 8. Matt let out a scream. The gorilla creature pulled him up, then crushed him against the cage bars. It was trying to pull him into its cage. Matt thrashed his arms and legs, but the beast had a powerful grip. Matt couldn't break free. He screamed again as the gorilla slammed him against the bars. I dove to the ground, reached under the cage, slid my fingers around the key card. Then I raised it and waved it in front of the lock. Would it work? Yes! The cage door swung open! It took the creature a few seconds to realize the door was open. Then it dropped Matt to the floor and came lumbering out of the cage on two legs.
Stop right there!
An MP boomed.
What are you doing? Are you crazy?
Matt looked dazed, but he scrambled back to the other kids while I dove for the next cage. I held up the key card. The cage door swung open, and another gorilla beast eagerly staggered out. The two creatures stared at each other. They both growled. I let out a third gorilla. It stumbled out of its cage, drooling and rolling its blue human eyes. The MPs were screaming at us, waving their clubs. The three creatures stood between the cages, eyeing each other. And then, with a deafening roar, they leaped at each other. As I watched in amazement, they began to wrestle. They pounded each other with their big paws, scratched at each other's faces, rolled on the floor, snarling and groaning. The MPs rushed to break up the fight. That left the door unguarded. In seconds, we all tore through it, back into the tunnel. We turned and ran. No MPs out there. We could hear the monstrous fight grow louder in the lab behind us. We ran deeper into the tunnel. We didn't talk. We didn't stop running. Above us, we saw signs. Doom Slide. Annihilator. Quicksand Beach. We were running underneath those attractions. At each sign, a ladder led up to the top of the tunnel. I stopped at a sign that read Goodbye Land. My legs ached from running. I had a sharp pain in my side.
If I remember the map, Goodbye Land is at the back of the park, I choked out. Maybe there's an exit up there. Maybe we can escape Horrorland.
I grabbed the sides of the ladder and climbed to the top. A door in the ceiling opened easily. I could see the sky above me. I scrambled out, onto grass, and held the door open for the others.
We're out!
Carly Beth cried, pumping her fists in the air.
We got away from those MPs, Robbie said. He slapped me on the back. That was awesome, Michael! Letting those beasts out of their cages? That was genius!
I raised my face to the sun. The warmth felt really good. My heart was still pounding from our narrow escape. Those gorilla creatures were real, I said. They weren't pretend.
How did they get down there?
Sheena asked, shaking her head.
Why do they keep them underground? What is going on here?
Let's just get out of the park, I said. We can try to figure it out later.
Do you really think there's an exit in Goodbye Land?
Billy asked. Only one way to find out, I said. Goodbye Land stood behind a tall hedge. The hedge rose up way over our heads. No way to climb it. I trotted along in its shadow, looking for an opening. Finally, I saw a tiny space. I scrunched up my body, turned sideways, and pushed myself through the hedge. Brushing prickly needles off me, I gazed around. I was in a wide, grassy park. A patch of tall trees threw a long shadow over the grass. No people anywhere in sight. No horrors or MPs. A wide, empty park. I turned back to the hedge. Where were the others?
Hey!
I opened my mouth to call to them, but a hand wrapped around my mouth from behind. Then another hand wrapped around my waist and dragged me into the trees.